He being Andrew Gay, a great friend of SEN's and one of the stars of this station for a long time, who went off into coaching land. He's got his club on the precipice of greatness.
Done all the hard work.
Now's not the time to step aside, Gay.
Now is the time to step
welcome.
Aside.
Good morning, boys. That's a lovely welcome from you two. It's greatly appreciated. But no, we've got a big challenge ahead of us. We're in the semi-finals and taking on your mob, the Melbourne United. So it's going to be a tough series for us, but we're looking forward to it.
There's going to be a lot of sledging from courtside too. Gary and I will be there for game one.
All we're going to do is look at you, Gazy.
I'd be very, very disappointed, particularly with you, Tim, if there wasn't purple and gold pom-poms in your hand the entire game and just jumping up and down and showing the support, which a good friend would normally do.
Well, we're guests of the United crew because they own our station and we'll be seated in row two. If you can get Tim seats row one, I'm sure he'll jump ship.
Well, I'm sure. Hey, you know what? As far as where I'm at right now, he can come and coach the team if he wants. I'm happy for him to jump in the seat and just impart some of that wisdom, that very, very sharp wisdom that he gave the St Kilda Saints many years ago. Yeah. There was a period where they were hot. If we can just tap into that, we'll be fine.
Yep. Gazy, look, I don't know whether this is controversial or not, but Gary spotted this from your press conference, your media conference yesterday, and that was that you were invited to reapply for the job if you wanted to. Should we read anything into that?
No, that is 100% true. And been really open and transparent with the management and the ownership group. They've been fantastic to me. Any resource we needed to try and get the team where we find ourselves at the moment has been made available to me, and I've got great love and respect and appreciation for the way they go about it. This is absolutely the best coaching position in the NBL. So it's there's nothing there, but you know, they came to me quite some time ago, and at that particular stage, I wasn't ready to make that step. I've been away from home a long period of time. Yep. And genuinely felt that it was time to go home and spend more time with the family. So the timing of the announcement probably is not exactly how I would have liked, but sometimes these things are taken beyond your control.
Okay, so you had a little bit of a dispute over when you should announce your retirement from the Sydney Kings?
Oh, I wouldn't say a dispute. They've been great. When we came to this resolution probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, They were really encouraging me. They thought it would be best to make the announcement then.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't believe it. So they absolutely 100% respected what I thought was in the best interest. But as we've spoken about on the wireless many, many times before, Tim, as soon as two people know something, it's no longer a secret. So these rumours were starting to get around. And I think also from the club's perspective that, unfortunately, the timing's never right, and they have to go out there and seek new candidates. And I think when there's always someone in the position and it's not public that we're not coming back, sometimes the ethics of that can be questioned. So also to help protect the club, it was felt that there would be a step that would really be helpful for all concerned. So yeah, it's never ideal, but I think under the circumstances, we've tried to make the best of the situation.
Completely understand. So you will be coaching during the final series. Andrew Bogut won't be organising somebody to come in and do it on his behalf?
Well, I was trying to get you on board, Timmy, but no, I'll be there and really looking forward to it. It's going to be... Well, I haven't been in the playoffs in my short coaching tenure here with the Kings, and very, very difficult assignment against your mob. Melbourne United, it's going to be a tough one. But hopefully you are like KB and it's shown extreme loyalty to your friends and going to jump on board. Both you blokes, jump on board the mighty Sydney Kings.
Well, I just need to clear a couple of things up before I jump. I can jump, but I did hear, there was the doc yesterday who was trying to suggest that maybe there was some friction between you and Andrew Bogut.
Right. No. Hello.
See, this is the sort of stuff
this is
one of the reasons why we come out. Not in the slightest.
I want to clear this up right away.
Well, there's certainly no friction coming from my behalf. And no, he's been great. In fact, I and the coaches have sought his counsel in this whole situation because he was part of my decision-making when we did this 5 or 6 weeks ago. No, he's been fantastic. He's an absolute champion of the game, and I'll make no mistake about it, with his teammates, with administration, with the coaches, he challenges everyone. But that's what you want from your leaders.
My word,
you want them to challenge you, and challenging everyone and making sure that you give yourself the absolute very best chance for success. So, no, that's the first I've heard of that one.
I don't want to put anyone in, but Doc Turf said that last night. I said that's not right. Hey, we've got 20 seconds, Gazy. Coaching, is this it for you, or is the door still open?
No, not at all. I'm coming back to coach the mighty Melbourne Tigers in the youth league. There's one outstanding player on that particular team that's destined for greatness, in his name's Mason Gaze. But I'm looking forward to it and need to get home for a little while. But once the kids get a little bit older, we move on, and hopefully this opportunity doesn't pass me by again.
We will see you on Thursday night. You'll hear us. Tim will be the one with the
Andrew Gaze
purple and gold face painting.
That's it. That's what I want to see.
Andrew Gaze, who's a favourite here. Good luck, Gazy. Great to talk to you.